The data set looks at the debt of all 50 states, as well as the money owed into pension funds and future money owed for retiree health care. The report uses numbers from 2013. Kansas has a $9.8 billion shortfall between the benefits promised to teachers and government workers and the savings available to meet those obligations. Kil Huh is Senior Director of State and Local Fiscal Health at Pew Charitable Trusts.
The significant claims on future revenue further tightens the fiscal handcuffs on the state, and the increase in debt has also posed a challenge in recent years for the state.
He says that with the $1 billion in pension obligation bonds issued last year, Kansas's debt will only get worse. As part of the recently signed state budget, Governor Sam Brownback further delayed a more than $90 million CAPERS payment, plus 8% interest. CAPERS only has about 67% of the funds it currently owes to future retirees. In Wichita, I'm Abigail Wilson.